White, Chicago, Illinois, April 5th, 1889. Dear son Willie, we are having excellent meetings, but it is an alarming feature of the condition of our people that they are so difficult to move. It seems that they are half paralyzed. Nevertheless, there are tokens for good. I have taken part every morning. Wednesday spoke in early morning, then went over to the west side and spoke at 10:30. I was much surprised to find the church filled with interested, intelligent hearers. I had much freedom in speaking. I mentioned the good that Brother Madison was doing in his feeble health, and that I was sure they all would appreciate his efforts to teach others, that they in their turn may teach others, and so the good work go forward. I think all were much pleased with the meeting, and they drew so hard for me to give them more labor that I consented to do this and remain over another week. I visited Brother Madison, and we had one of the best talks I have ever had with him. I think he will go to California after his school is over. He wants to know if I think the General Conference will furnish him with a suitable person, a young man, to go with him and help him in his work. And he will keep on his work of writing as he is doing now. He will go to Fresno and see if he can get hold of some of the Scandinavians located there. I told him I thought the conference would do this, for I am satisfied they ought to do it. I then went to find Brother Salisbury, but they were not at home, and this was a tiresome day to me. I was about sick, and I took cold. But I talked yesterday morning and afternoon. I tell you, Brother Jones is giving precious instruction. All are waking up to appreciate it. Brother Kilgore's face fairly shines. He talks and cries and praises God. I believe he is really converted. Others are bearing a good testimony. Miles Grant's wife was at our meeting yesterday afternoon, and she remained till after the discourse and after the social meeting, which lasted till 5:00. She then was conducted to my room, by my consent, and we had an introduction and a real pleasant chat. She is much younger than he, and is a good-looking woman. I spoke this morning again, and I know the people are getting much good, but it is not like the meeting at South Lancaster. But all appreciate the instruction that Elder Jones is giving them. A good work is being done. Well, Willie, my draft came from Charles Smouse, $1,300, at 7%. I shall hold it till Edson comes, then shall consider just how to place it. I think I had better place it in Review and Herald, but it may not be best, for they may think it will be to cancel my debts there when it is for another purpose. Mrs. Grant expressed great pleasure in the way Seventh-day Adventists managed their business matters in finding a standing in the cities. We had a business meeting, and I did some plain talking. All were agreed to purchase the 20 feet of land adjoining them, and it is purchased for $2,900. This is a sensible investment. I think in a little time they will be free of debt if they will work wisely. This money came so readily that I think it is either a snare or else we ought to go ahead. I have just received a good letter from Sister Sawyer. She says they have had more than a week's rain and everything is beautiful in the valley. Not a speck of fog has there been there. Mary is still poorly. I will now be here until the first of next week and then return to Battle Creek. I miss you, but I hope Mary will enjoy your company. Poor child, she has been deprived of it for a long time, 1/2 a year. Yours with much love, Mother.